Government Minister Rodney Hyde is upset Environment Canterbury's deputy chairwoman. ACT leader and the Minister of Local Government, Rodney Hyde, is holding a breakfast gathering in the city next month to talk about the future of local government. But tickets to the Christchurch breakfast cost $45. Councillor Joe Kane says it's clearly a fundraiser for ACT. Rodney Hyde says those moaning seem to be councillors that easily get their noses out of joint and would probably complain if they weren't invited. He joins me now. Good evening.
Good evening, Susan.
How do you justify charging $45 to talk about the future of local government?
Well, that's the cost of the breakfast. And what's happened here is I give meetings around the country. These are ACT-organised meetings. We invite the public along. We invite members along. We have a breakfast and I talk about the issues of the day. In this case, it's local government. The local organisers thought it would be reasonable to invite the local councillors and those with an interest in local government along, just like the rest of Christchurch.
But why should they have to pay to hear their minister talk about local government?
Well, they don't. I've been down to Christchurch many times and spoken to the councillors, but they get upset if I don't invite them, and it's certainly not the ACT way that they get a free breakfast.
It's a fundraiser, though, isn't it? I mean, $45, there's got to be some profit in there somewhere.
Oh, well, there might be, but again, it's...
What do you mean there might be? There either is or there isn't.
Well, I'm not organising it. It's local organisers. I don't know what they're paying for the breakfast, but like I said, I've been down to Christchurch plenty of times. I've spoken to all the councillors. Actually, they get upset if I don't invite them and talking about local government, so this time we've just invited them.
But it is a fundraiser, isn't it?
No.
Well, you've said it might be, and now you said no. Which is it?
Well, you said to me whether it covered the cost. I've got no detail of that. It's an ACT party-organised function. I don't know what they're paying for the breakfast. It could be $30. It could be $45. About that, I have no idea. That's what I said. I don't know.
Should you not know if it's a fundraiser or not for the ACT party? Because it does put a different complexion on it, doesn't it?
Not at all. We've invited all of Christchurch.
Yes, but I mean, you may not want to go if it's an ACT party fundraiser. You may not be
something
people
support.
They don't
have to go at all. It's their choice. It's clearly an ACT function. I'm speaking about local government. They've got an invitation, just like you'd put an ad in the newspaper.
Well, you've managed to upset a lot of people down there. I mean,
I haven't.
Well, they are saying that you're investigating the council's performance down there, and then Jo Kane one quoted saying she won't be going. If you really want to talk about it, organise a free conference. Don't charge them $45.
Well, she doesn't have to come, and I just find these councillors down there, no wonder they can't concentrate on the big issues. They get an invite out of all politeness because I'm speaking about local government. We thought they might like to come along. If they don't wish to come along, that's fine. I've been to plenty of meetings in Christchurch where they've been there and expressed their views. And if they want to beat about paying for breakfast, well, you know, they can.
But you're essentially cutting them out then?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Have I ever not turned up to a meeting that I've been invited to in Christchurch?
So you're basically saying they're a pack of whingers.
Well, certainly the ones that are complaining about being invited to a function when I'm speaking about local government are whingers.
Well, this is not very good in terms of your relationship with these people. I mean, these are people you have to work with.
Well, think of it this way, Suzanne. I'm having a public meeting where people are invited along and they're going to pay $45 to have breakfast and hear me speak. All of Christchurch are invited. Apparently the organisers have also sent it along to the councillors and they can choose to come or not. They decide to ring up the media and make a big song and dance about it. I think that's whinging.
Yes, but it doesn't do anything for your relationship with them, and these are people you have to work with constructively.
Well, sure, and I do work with them constructively.
Clearly not.
If they want to go off and whinge to the media about being invited to a public function along with every other person in Christchurch, then I do think they're whingers.
Can I suggest, with the greatest respect, calling them whingers publicly, nationally on radio, as you have just done, will do nothing for your relationship with these people?
Oh, well, maybe not, but maybe they should think about that before they rush off and complain about me.
Maybe you don't care.
Well, I don't care that they complain.
Yeah, but do you care about your relationship with them?
Well, look, Suzanne, you're making this as though it's my problem. It's not my problem. They have been invited along to a function, along with the rest of Christchurch. They've decided to complain. I've said they're a pack of whingers for complaining. And you're saying, oh, well, that'll upset them. And, well, so be it.